9/19/22. Hope you had a fantastic weekend and spent all of your time with those that you love the most. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform.
It's amazing.
The glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
Right.
This is God's platform. And
yes.
All glory be to God Almighty.
Preach all day, every day. All glory to God Almighty.
Thank you, God, for this platform of truth, exposure, and accountability.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose?
Oh, that clock is ticking. TikTok, TikTok, Fauci. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. September 19th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, 8 months ago, we brought RFK Jr.'s publisher, Tony Lyons, onto this program. And it was during that interview at that time that Tony Lyons challenged RFK's critics, any of them, to reveal any factual errors in his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Crickets. No takers. Not yet. Shocker. And in fact, it's been those critics who have been making all of the embarrassing confessions. For example, this one. In Israel, the most vaccinated country on earth, the government hasn't been releasing any details about the safety outcomes of the shots that they forced everybody to take. Let us remind you, they used an incredibly cumbersome system for collecting that data, and now they're simply just not releasing it. No, because they say they don't have the funds or the manpower to do it. How convenient. You know, maybe some of the billions of dollars that Americans send to Israel for God knows what every year could be allocated to that topic. Let's not get our hopes up, though. Maybe we can talk a bit more about that with Tony, but the primary topic today is the departure of Mr. I will not call him Dr. Tony Fauci. Fauci announced about a month ago that he'll be resigning at year's end. You know, Fauci's pretty old, but he says he's not retiring. Nope. Instead, he's planning to start up some new job, you know, in his 80s. So that begs the question of why he's leaving at all when it seemed like they'd only ever take him out in a casket. Well, according to Tony Lyons, it really is this simple. Fauci is leaving because RFK Jr.'s book exposed him. And he says Robert's next book, dropping in just 2 months, will be the kill shot. He says that this book will do one better. He says that this book will ensure that Tony Fauci dies in prison. That book is titled The Wuhan Cover-Up, and it releases November 15th. Now, when it comes out, it's a sure thing that the corporate media, Fox included, will cover up the book's existence just like Tony Fauci covered up the truth in Wuhan. But it's also a sure thing that their efforts will fail. This book is going to be a monster bestseller, despite the best efforts to suppress it. And the reason that it will be able to sell is thanks to our next guest, Mr. Lyons. He's an attorney as well as the president of Skyhorse Publishing. His company has put out more than 10,000 books. 58 of them, by the way, have become bestsellers. Tony's a dedicated believer in real free speech. That means that he believes the best way to solve disputes is to let every argument duke it out in a free and open marketplace of ideas, free of all deplatforming, censorship, cancel culture, or fear. We agree. Tony Lyons joins us now. Tony, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm really looking forward to the book. So you say this is going to be the kill shot. Why?
Yeah, so this is the book that shows that Dr. Fauci has been working for the pharmaceutical companies for his whole career. I mean, Bobby Kennedy's first book showed that too. But this is the kill shot that shows that he knew what was going on, what was going to happen with the pandemic, and he withheld it from the public while hundreds of thousands of people died. So he had information, clearly, that could have saved people's lives, that could have helped people. But he knew how the virus came to be, where it was released, and he did everything he could to cover it up. So Dr. Fauci has clearly been working for these companies, for these big pharmaceutical companies, at the expense of public health for 50 years. And we've been suffering, and more people are recognizing what's happened. But, you know, this is such an incredible calamity to look at the most powerful public official in the United States who does not care about our health.
Unelected, by the way. Nobody had a say. And the press just runs around touting this guy, trotting him out like he's some sort of a humanitarian hero, when in fact, he's participated in like satanic torture of animals. intentionally force injected children in New York with something that he knew in advance was going to make them sick, introduced remdesivir protocols in the hospital during this pandemic that he funded using taxpayer resources in the Wuhan bioweapons lab. So the real Anthony Fauci, the book produced and released by your publishing company and written by RFK Jr., if you just read the first four chapters of this book, you really begin to understand who the real Anthony Fauci is. He's been torturing animals. We talked about the beagle dogs in one of these experiments that were whining and wincing in pain. And so to continue the experiment and torture, he just simply had their vocal cords cut out.
And also the experimentation on children all around the world. So, I mean, this is a guy who has not done anything for the American public. He has just made people suffer. And yet he has so much power and has so much credibility to some people in this country. So what Bobby Kennedy has done with these two books is he's alerted the public that these things are going on. And then Dr. Fauci has done everything. He's used the full power of the government to stifle any kind of discussion about his crimes. So he calls everything misinformation if he disagrees with it, if it's going to hurt him, if it's going to hurt some big pharmaceutical company. And that's not what misinformation is. That's not a conspiracy theory. If you disagree with something, you have to come up with facts, you have to make an argument, and you have to win, you know, like you said before, in the marketplace of ideas. That's where we get real science. And that's real science that we can follow, not corporate science meant to make more money for somebody at the expense of public health.
So you believe that Fauci is leaving because of the real Anthony Fauci, RFK's book published recently. Does he know that accountability is coming? And are you quite certain that it will?
I think that he knows that when there's a change of power in November, that there are going to be congressional hearings and that he can take the Fifth Amendment as a private citizen, but not as a public official. And I think that he's shown all of us that he does not want to talk about these issues. If he wanted to talk about them, he's had a year to do it, right? I mean, Robert F. Kennedy came out with this blockbuster book that sold a million copies, despite the most comprehensive censorship of any book in recent history. And Fauci's only response was to stifle any discussion of it. So if he had better answers, if he could answer the allegations of corruption, he would have done that. He could have gotten on any mainstream TV show. He could have been on the front of every newspaper disproving the allegations, but he can't do it. So he's doing what weak people do, which is they stifle dissent.
And they run.
And they run.
So you challenged on this show about 8 months ago any of RFK's critics to reveal any factual errors in the real Anthony Fauci, RFK's book. Has anybody come forward with any factual errors? Just curious.
Yeah. So I did have a long talk with somebody from the New York Times, and they've been really fascinating with these kinds of books because they write article after article about censorship and the scourge of censorship in this country, the scourge of book banning and all of that stuff. But they are the worst culprits in that whole process. So they've been taking conservative books that sell 35,000 copies and not putting it on the New York Times bestseller list when the best-selling book that they list sells 30,000 copies. So when I was talking to this guy, I was saying, you know, well, so before I spoke to him, I said, I'm not willing to meet with you unless you will read the real Anthony Fauci so that we can talk about it. So we went back and forth on it. And the fascinating thing was that the only thing he could point to was that he was able to find one retracted study. And there's a whole long history of that study. So it's one citation out of 2,194 citations. He didn't contradict anything in the book. He said it was a fascinating read and he left it there. So, you know, they went after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for the things in this book. So he claims incredibly serious corruption and financial entanglements at the highest levels of government. And the New York Times puts all of its investigative journalists on writing hit pieces against Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other people who have the same kinds of views. So, you know, they have no sense of what free speech is. They have no sense of wanting to get to the truth of this issue or so many others. They only have a narrative that they're protecting. And, you know, this is a really serious book, incredibly well researched, and nobody has come out with any arguments against it.
The Wuhan cover-up was just a giant event that so many different entangled entities and bureaucracies in world governments took part in. It wasn't just Tony Fauci. He's the one that led this, and he's the one who employed a complicit media here in the United States to propagandize the public into believing some theory about some bat and pangolin mating or some German hedgehog just shedding this virus onto an African king cobra or a bat in Wuhan, China. Everybody smelled this BS right away from the very beginning. So how detailed will the Wuhan cover-up, the new book coming out on November 15th, how detailed will it be in exposing who was responsible for which portions of the cover-up?
So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been talking to everybody he can find. He's been finding whistleblowers who don't want their names used. He's been digging into all the details, and he's still doing it now. So when he's fully done with it, we're going to rush the book out as quickly as possible. But I mean, the way that these two books come together to show what's gone on, that there's been this sort of collusion between the U.S. government, between big media, between the pharmaceutical companies, all of them trying just to extract as much money as they could from the from the public, but not only money, also power, also taking our freedoms from us. And so what we need to do is not just investigate and prosecute and hopefully imprison Dr. Fauci, but we need to make sure that this can never happen again, and that people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Pierre Corey and Dr. Peter McCullough and so many others of these great doctors and scientists and writers who stood up at great personal peril. You know, these are people who suffered in all kinds of ways. They were totally deplatformed. They were all taken off every big tech platform. They got hit pieces in the New York Times. Their books weren't reviewed. They were censored in libraries. So these are the real heroes of this period. And what I think we're going to see is that Dr. Fauci winds up going down. Dr. Fauci goes to jail, and there's a reconciliation where these people who fought throughout this whole period to protect human freedom, to protect human health, to tell stories that so many powerful people didn't want to have told. You know, those are the people who need to be running this country.
Agreed. Tony Lyons, thank you for giving the platform to RFK Jr. Over at Skyhorse Publishing, because without you, I don't think anybody would know about the book. We appreciate that. And if you have not read The Real Anthony Fauci, order that book. And again, I mean, read the whole thing, but if you just read, get through the first four chapters, you're going to want to continue reading. There are things about Tony Fauci that nobody knew, because we have a complicit media that just lies to you. They're owned by BlackRock. The same people that own the fake conservative outlet Fox fund CNN. There has never been any such thing as a conservative media outlet on cable news. It's all been an illusion, just like elections are an illusion, just like public health is an illusion. These zombies in white lab coats that are administering these murderous protocols and giving these death shots, anybody who's responsible for them inventing, manufacturing, mandating, sponsoring, advertising of these clot shot euthanasia injections should be put on trial in a criminal court, and they should pay the ultimate consequence. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. And yo, the mirror don't lie. And yo, the mirror don't lie. Look at me, take a picture, it'll last longer. The mirror on the wall say I'm getting stronger. And yo, the mirror don't lie. If you want the truth, don't close your eyes.
Gold Co., these are my people. These are the people helping you to protect everything that you've ever worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Rather than being impacted by all of these criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, Rather than having your money stolen by this corporate government crime syndicate and sent to places that you never wanted to invest in, for example, this de facto undeclared war against Russia in Ukraine, covering up for the pedophilia cabal and bioweapons labs in Ukraine? No. You want your money, whether it's college tuition or the cabin on the lake, the retirement home in Florida on the beach, whatever it might be. It's your money. Protect it with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call GoldCo and mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. GoldCo has already helped thousands of families to protect their retirement savings, everything that they've worked hard for. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim of the financial system reset. Do not go back to zero. Have physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo today. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you call 855-706-GOLD.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. Well, it's no surprise to anybody here on this show. It should be no surprise to anybody who's not living under a rock that there is yet another shot on the market that Pfizer and Moderna now want to force the entire public to take. They're calling these new shots bivalent shots because they say that they offer additional protection against the, quote, Omicron variant, which is, of course, nothing but their latest excuse for trying to perpetuate never-ending public panic. The new shot, by the way, has never even been tested in people before getting approved by, guess who? The FDA. They only tested this crap on mice. So now we are the lab rats. Dr. Jane Ruby is the medical contributor here on the Stu Peters Network, and she joins us now to discuss this. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
You bet, Stu. Listen, I have to reiterate this. I spent 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry, and I want to clarify something. Came to my attention recently that Dr. Robert Malone said I was a drug rep. I've never worked on the sales or commercial side of any pharmaceutical company. I worked on the medical research side, clinical operations, regulatory affairs. And I can tell you, Stu, that when I hear the CEO of Pfizer pushing his pills, his new shots, I know BS when I hear it. It's garbage. It's not even science. And I haven't even gotten to the failed, by the way, 8-mice study. He says that, he talks about that the issue of reduction of hospitalization and the reduction of severity in this like scary Omicron thing we're on hold, he says. In fact, he says it's reasonable or something to that effect. Recently, he did an interview with one of the many financial mainstream media sites, and he's just, all they're doing is showing in the background.
Yeah, we're going to get to that clip here in a second, because we actually have it here where he's talking about the stock market and how investors are responding. We talked about this almost 2 years ago when EcoHealth Alliance's Ralph Barrick the Criminal said, specifically, we will create public panic and we will have investors that want to get on board and this thing is going to be just great. But I want to say this. You text both myself and the executive producer on the network here, and you said that your topic for today was going to be that the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, what he did with CNBC, where he admits that their testing, which is paltry, is done against a fake virus that has nothing to do with any known natural illness. The fake virus. What do you mean by the fake virus?
Well, what we're going to be hearing in an upcoming clip is him actually admitting that they used something they developed on a computer. Now, right now, to test these shots that they're coming up with, these bivalent shots. They created it. He actually calls it, Stu, a pseudovirus. I want to point something out about Albert Bourla, as well as other CEOs, but he's the most blatant, and I've called this to people's attention before. He's violating so many federal regulations and federal laws. I've worked for CEOs who spent time in federal prison for less than this. He violates the False Claims Act by telling people, hey, if Paxlovid doesn't work first time around, go ahead and take another round. He violates the off-label promotion. A company cannot promote a drug for a use other than what it was approved for, even under an EUA.
Let's listen to the criminal in his own words. Here it is.
What information are you expecting to get over the next couple weeks, both from within, you know, Pfizer and BioNTech, and also from around the world? We saw the South Africa data last night. We know that academic labs everywhere are working on this. How will you make that decision about whether those three doses are enough, or if you do need to switch to that Omicron-specific vaccine, which we understand you started working on already and could have by March?
Yes. The data that we received are data that we got from what we call pseudovirus. So it's not the real virus. It is a virus that we have constructed in our labs, and it is identical with the Omicron virus. This is a very well-known study.
Okay, so this is a very well-known study. He's talking about a pseudovirus that's identical to the Omicron virus, which is a variant of COVID-19, which I thought was dead. Can you explain any of this?
No, it's all mumbo-jumbo. It's circular BS. I wish I could say the word, but I don't want to offend people. Stu, he says, we used it against a pseudovirus that we created in silico on a computer, but we know it's perfectly matched to the Omicron variant. Anybody who's talking about variants right now is a liar, or they're grossly misinformed and they're incompetent. There's no way to measure it. There's no way to diagnose it. Remember, they're using PCRs and variations of them. There is no diagnostic tool on the planet to differentiate across influenza A or B, whatever COVID is or was. People, you're getting summer colds. Stop testing. Stop overreacting. But here this guy is telling you. He's telling you he's lying. We used it. We measured it. And we're gonna have great efficacy, and we're gonna reduce hospitalization. You're not gonna be as sick, and the Omicron variant is there's no way to diagnose it. It's a variant of something that has never been demonstrated.
Okay, so I have an acquaintance who asked me just last night. We were texting. Are you sure that Omicron is fake? Because I have it right now, and it feels pretty real. To that person, you say what?
First of all, how did you diagnose it? Because I can stop you in your tracks right there. And you're going to tell me either a take-home test or a test in your doctor's office or a local center, and it's all going to be PCR-derived. Boom, you're done. You have no idea exactly what you have, but I would bet money and a lot of other valuable things that you have a summer cold, my friend.
Okay, so
Listen, Stu, I said to this person, the difference between a cold and the flu, so that people don't get panicky, colds come on over days, several days. The symptoms can be pretty severe eventually, depends on your system, but the flu comes on in a matter of hours. That is one really significant differentiation between them. But it doesn't matter. You're going to get summer, winter, flu. You're going to get colds and flus. Those things didn't go away.
Okay, so I said to this person, look, this whole thing is based on a fraudulent test. The PCR test is a fraud. We have covered on this program before, factually, the PCR test produces 97% false positives. So the argument from this person when I said that the PCR test was a fraud, LOL, no, it's not. It has a high false positive rate for people with low viral loads, but bro, I'm literally sick right now and it's not strep.
Stu, that's like an enigma wrapped up in a, you know, pizza, and it's just
it's a fancy word salad of regurgitated thoughts that pour into the American public from this complicit criminal mainstream media, which is a propaganda machine because Mockingbird never went away. But to these people, this is the majority of the public. The public is actually thinking like this. They start to get sick and they go, holy, I have COVID, and then they panic. And so I hope you guys caught up with that, because I can't say that on DirecTV. But that's what people are thinking. That's what they're saying out loud. I hear people doing it. And it's disturbing to me, because inside of families, for example, my own family, I will be vulnerable with my own family structure. My father, Stu Peters' dad, is double jabbed and triple boosted or whatever it is. He's had every shot that they roll out there because Fox News told him to get it. I have some very close friends who are wide awake to this whole BS. They know exactly what's going on. And their parents are all jabbed up in nonstop rhetoric and talking points about COVID. How do we break through this barrier? What do you tell people like this when you're in public to try to explain this? How do you tell them in layman's terms that everything that they believe is an illusion and completely fake?
Well, it's very difficult to tell people who've already taken the jab. I don't know if there's something chemically in them or if they're just so socially, you know, tight that they can't, that they're in denial and they can't face it. But what I generally tell people who are maybe unjabbed and a little more open to what do I have, I always bring people back to the beginning, Stu. Let's start with what we know and let's review it because it's harder. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of misinformation. People are confabulating a lot of things. That means they're folding some things from one piece of information into something else, and they're mixing it up. I can see it when they ask me the question or tell me what they have. So I try to, where do I start? I try to bring them back to the beginning. The PCR test is a fraud. There is no diagnostic tool. You most likely step back. You most likely have a cold or a flu. You're not going to live the rest of your life without getting sick now and then. It's just part of life. So that's where I start, Stu.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing all of this to us. These bivalent shots are no good. Paxlovid is no good. Albert Bourla should be in prison, all thanks to the information that he spews on his own. I mean, he says this stuff. They come right out in the wide open, in the public. They tell you that they're lying. They tell you that they're criminals. They tell you that they're violating federal law. And by the way, it should be really easy to convince these people who have been jabbed that get sick again, that the shots did nothing, that COVID is fake, COVID is dead. This was nothing more than a big pharma enriching, government empowering, corporate government crime syndicate mass murder operation, and they knew it in advance. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Hearing feedback from you, especially about our advertisers. Why? Well, because we've never taken a single penny from Big Pharma, never a dime, or will we ever, from some big globalist corporation or corporate conglomerate. No, we have independent, patriot-owned, Christian-owned businesses with products that we believe can help you, like Magnesium Breakthrough. Magnesium actually saves lives. Because without magnesium or with a magnesium deficiency, your body's overall function is reduced significantly. Magnesium is critical to your body's health. 75% of Americans suffer from this deficiency, which is scary and dangerous because it leads to increased stress and anxiety. It leads to low mood and sleepless nights and depression and an early grave. Avoid that by having the exact appropriate amounts and the correct critical types of magnesium in your body. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Here you will find Magnesium Breakthrough, which has the 7 most critical types and the exact appropriate amounts of magnesium to keep you healthy, to combat the stress and anxiety, to combat low mood, and forever get rid of sleepless nights. Don't be a part of that. Don't go to an early grave. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do the research yourself. We always encourage that. And we love hearing the positive feedback. We have had thousands of testimonials about this Magnesium Breakthrough product. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat or they're going to get acne or oily skin or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. So attorney Thomas Renz is back with his latest massive blow against the COVID cartel. In collaboration with Make America Free Again, Renz's firm has collected a huge amount of evidence demonstrating that the natural COVID virus was anything but. Renz's presentation shows clearly that COVID was created in the lab in Wuhan, China. It shows that Anthony Fauci funded the virus's creation through gain-of-function research and then lied to Congress about it afterwards. It shows that the U.S. intelligence community knew about this gain-of-function work and may have been involved in the funding of it too. It shows that there were many, many well-connected public and private partners linked to this gain-of-function work and, by extension, the creation and release of the COVID bioweapon. And finally, it shows that when all of this was at risk of coming out, that Anthony Fauci and others coordinated the cover-up of the century to keep the truth buried. Mr. Renz's presentation is built on months of research, 133 citations, and the sworn testimony of a former employee at EcoHealth Alliance. That's the non-government organization at the center of the gain-of-function cash funnel. Thomas Renz joins us now. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, Stu, thank you so much for helping me get this out. You know, Stu, I can't say enough about the courage that you have and that your viewers have. Okay, so we were getting ready this weekend to blow this up, and we had sent this to DC last week, and I can't go into details with who, but the people that we were working with had insisted, you know, let's look at dropping this here with this group, you know, and they had insisted on breaking it with a good organization. I'm not going to mention their name because they are a good organization. Normally they do good work. Last minute, they said to us, we just can't run. It's too hot. So, you know, listen, I'm thinking that they were looking at, you know, the FBI raiding Trump, raiding everybody, all the stuff that's going on. And, you know, we're outright calling out. We're saying there's connections that should be investigated to Hunter Biden. There's connections that should be investigated to the U.S. intelligence community. There's connections that should be investigated to all sorts of big, powerful people. So, you know, I guess I kind of understand why some people get nervous about bringing this out. But that's why I'm so grateful to you. Because you know what, Stu? As long as we can back it up, as long as we're credible, you have always given me a platform to tell the truth. And you have never, and I'm going to tell for the listeners, I want you guys to know this. I go on some pretty big name places, and I can't tell you how many times they'll say, okay, but don't talk about this before we start. Stu Peters has never said that to me. So God bless you, Stu.
I mean, these people that you say are in high and powerful positions, and I'm quoting you there, I think almost directly,
yep,
are only in these positions because we put them there, allegedly.
Yeah.
And given the information about the construct of voting and elections, and now the revelation that all of it is fake, and that we're making selections and installations, for example, Tony Fauci, a non-elected bureaucrat who has some of the most influential power, and I'm using heavy air quotes for our radio listeners, because he has no power if we don't grant it to him. This is our country. We, the people, are in charge and are supposed to direct our elected representatives. We would be derelict in our duties if we did not tear down any system that is contrary or not representative of we, the people, and replace it with some form of government that is. So I'm not scared of the FBI or the NSA. They can listen to me. They can take my phone. They're going to be very bored, see a lot of pictures of baseball games because I coach Little League, and possibly my four-year-old's princess birthday celebration from over the weekend. But I have nothing to fear except for God himself. And so here, the truth lives. So this thing caused a whole lot of problems in D.C., didn't it?
From what we're hearing, you know, I mean, I'm probably as far from a D.C. insider as anybody could ever be. But, you know, I've got some friends who have told me that it's been causing some stir down there. And, you know, the thing about it is when I hear things like that, I always look for corroborating evidence, right? So we put this down there last week. Saturday, Redfield says Fauci lied about the lab creation. He comes out and says that publicly. And then yesterday, we got Biden on TV bumbling around like an idiot and says there's no pandemic. Well, is that because you don't want there to be a pandemic that your son may have made money off of the creation of? I don't know. I mean, it seems like this might be hitting a sweet spot. And the most important thing we can do is make sure that this interview is seen 100 million times. Because here's the thing. You can go to Renz-Law.com. It's breaking news special report. You can't miss it. It's all over the website. And you can look at what we sent to D.C. It's there, 50-some pages. Actually, I think it's more than that, but it's very well cited. It's a complicated document. We've got a press conference that we did there where I go into a lot of details. But ultimately, you can look for yourself. research this. You tell me where I'm wrong.
So was the setup accurate? Does this presentation show that the U.S. intelligence community knew about this gain of function work and may have been involved in the funding of it as well?
I think that it's very, very difficult that they to argue that they didn't. So here's what we've got. So Dr. Andrew Huff, who worked for EcoHealth Alliance. Now, let me tell you who Huff is, because this is really important. Huff is a military combat vet. He is a servant to the country. He's a patriot. This guy has a master's degree in security technology and a PhD in environmental epidemiology. So he's a crazy smart guy. When you talk to him, Andrew, you got to speak English here, you know. And he worked for EcoHealth Alliance during the time that they created this in China. In fact, he objected to the lack of safety protocols because they didn't have adequate safety protocols, which is a whole other thing. You know, they created this without safety protocols. And we can see that's an issue, right? So Huff said that while he was there, and he produced paperwork to corroborate this. That's why we have so many citations. His declaration alone should be enough, but we did all the citations because we wanted to corroborate his story. And he said that, first of all, he produced a document that he had to give to IARPA, which is Intelligence Advanced Research Project Agency. It's like DARPA, but for the intel community. While working at EcoHealth Alliance, suggesting that EcoHealth Alliance was working with the intel community. He also said that Peter Daszak, who runs this, had asked him and told him about working with the CIA. The other thing to look at is, and this is something I think is super important. Have you ever heard of InQtel?
I have not.
Okay, so InQtel, I always thought this was conspiracy theory. InQtel, everybody tells me, oh, that's the CIA investment group. They're a front company for the CIA. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Okay, sure they are. I actually found on a government website, which I saved so that they can't scrub, them talking about InQtel as an investment agency for the CIA. So I have a government document backing that they actually are. Well, they appear to have had a hand in this. And on top of all of that, you have to think about it this way. So to do this gain of function work, this is uber complex, high-end technology. This isn't something that you just do everywhere or that anyone knows how to do. So to do this, you've got to transfer that high-end technology to a lab in a country that has been talking since the 90s about creating biowarfare weapons against the USA. So we were training the Chinese Communist Party, essentially, in this lab on how to develop biological weapons that they could then use against us. And, you know, to suggest that with all of this extraneous evidence that the CIA was aware of what EcoHealth was doing and was involved, that they were unaware suddenly that we're giving them, you know, the instruction manual to bioweapon development is absurd. Of course they knew, you know, and what we need is a deep investigation, because I got plenty of evidence to say we need that investigation. But what I can't do is I can't look at the top secret papers. Andrew's not allowed. Andrew's had Q clearance from the Department of Energy. He worked at Sandia National Labs, but he can't disclose that information to me because I don't have that clearance. So what we need is we've got a credible witness. We've got credible testimony. We need to know what the U.S. intelligence community knew, when they knew it, and why they didn't do something to stop it.
Can we do that by convening a grand jury?
It's hard to say. I mean, they would fight anything that we the people do. They would fight on national security. One of the things that's really become clear from this investigation to me is how much of this has been ran through the Department of Defense. We've all been looking at Anthony Fauci and the Department of Health and Human Services, and certainly they're a major problem. But the Department of Defense has been integral. A lot of the contracts with the vaccine manufacturers, a lot of the product transfers and the different agreements were all done under DOD. So
can you explain to me why that is? I mean, why? Why would the Department of Defense have anything to do with any of this?
I can explain to you. I can actually explain it very clearly, because there's two key things you've got to know. Procurement rules and disclosure rules are different for the Department of Defense than they are for anyone else. See, they can claim national security if we try and FOIA them. they can claim national security if we try and get information, and then they don't have to share it. Even Congress has a heck of a time getting through that national security wall. So some of our Congress people that might want to investigate this, they're going to have a heck of a time getting through there.
There really aren't any. There aren't any who are interested in investigating. And they're all lining their pockets with this. The longer this goes on, the more empowerment they get, the more enrichment they get. Nobody's really interested in doing any of that. It's my opinion. Nobody has even stepped forward and said what this actually is, that these shots are a bioweapon and that this was an intentionally released, chimerically engineered, man-made bioweapon virus. Is the Wuhan Institute of Virology a bioweapons lab?
That's the story. We've got a lot of information, evidence that suggests that. I can't prove it. You know, I mean, I'm not an intelligence agency, so it's not like I got pictures. But, you know, it's pretty well known that the part of the Wuhan Institute of Virology was used as bioweapons development. Now, I'm going to give you one other thing, Stu, and this is really important because this ties the jab in on this a little bit. So Andrew has told me that when you're into this sort of stuff, when you're into biological weapons development, things like that, that you always develop the cure with the disease, because if your soldiers have to go in, you got to make sure that they aren't going to die, right? And that makes sense, you know. So let's for a second, and I can't prove that this was, it certainly, I'm not going to argue.
We appreciate hypotheticals. Let's go for it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to tell you I can prove that it's a bioweapon, but it sure looks like one. Well, let's look at this. Now, you've never heard me get into the patent stuff too much. The reason for that is that a patent is great evidence that something can be done. But as a lawyer, I need evidence that it was done, right? So I've listened a lot to, and you've got these brilliant people like Karen Kingston, David Martin. These guys are brilliant. And they found amazing stuff. And what it's done is given me an opportunity to investigate. Well, one of the patents, this is the first time I've used a patent in my discussions. And I know Karen and David are aware of these. But the Moderna patent, for a specific genetic sequence is the exact same in reverse as the genetic sequence in the spike protein. Now, what that and there were a group of scientists that did a study on this. The odds of that happening are 1 in a billion with a B. 1 in a billion. So it's kind of interesting that Moderna patents a spike that's exactly the same as, but in reverse of what's in the virus. And they say, you know, now they're a manufacturer who, by the way, Fauci is reportedly getting royalties from. Now, is it hard proof that this was all a conspiracy to create vaccines? No, it's not hard proof. But again, shouldn't we be investigating? I said this. This is one of my really big deals. We are going just crazy over this January 6th thing, where one person died, and that was because they got shot by a cop. We have a committee. It's been nonstop in the media. 6.5 million people have died from SARS-CoV-2 globally. 6.5 million. And we don't even have an investigation going on. And you know what? God bless Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, Jim Jordan, some of these guys who've been asking about Fauci and his lab creation.
It's grandstanding.
Well, maybe not. We'll see. But here's the deal. Johnson, I think, is actually going after it. And we'll see about the other ones. But here's the deal. We'll find out right now, because I gave them on a silver platter everything that you need to justify a criminal investigation and probably to consider a prosecution of Fauci.
Well,
it's there.
We'll see if they want to put their money where their mouth is. You know, listen, we've seen a lot of viral tweets, and I agree with you. I think Ron Johnson is really doing the most of anybody in a quote elected, you know, capacity to bring this to light and investigating. We have seen so many times these nothing burger investigations that drain the taxpayer of millions of dollars. And then turn out to be big, huge nothing burgers.
Yep.
Nothing ever goes anywhere. Nobody's ever held accountable.
Well, and they're corrupt. They find what they want to find.
So, I mean, I'm not going to hold my breath. I mean, let's look at Trey Gowdy, you know. This is Rand Paul. I mean, the viral tweets everywhere. Donate to my campaign. Look at how I eviscerate Tony Fauci. Yeah, well, he lied to Congress. So why isn't he locked up and being held without bail? Like the J6ers that you mentioned, and we want to correct the record, several people died on that day at the hands of law enforcement, not just Ashley Babbitt, but also several others that were just there to protest what they believe was the most clearly stolen, fraudulent election in the history of our country, at least in recent times. Go to rens-law.com, rens-law.com. View this document, 133 citations. First-hand testimony from a whistleblower that worked with this non-government organization, EcoHealth Alliance. These are the criminals who, in their own words, said, we will create this, we will gin up panic, we will have investors respond to this, we will enrich all of us. This is a man-made, chimerically engineered, intentionally released bioweapon that was released on the world to push them toward a previously manufactured shot that was already there, and now mandating these shots all over the country and the world, for that matter. 6.5 million people are dead. Unbelievable. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Telling you about miracles when I find them, which is why I want to tell you about Curibl.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. This is CBD, all of the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, a family-owned business. I actually coach baseball with one of the directors over at Curibl.com. That's how I found them, because I was complaining about never-ending shoulder pain, incapacitating, inhabilitating shoulder pain from endoclavicular arthropathy. At least that's the official diagnosis, meaning what I did was I severely messed up my shoulder when I was younger, and now I'm paying the price for it. A lot of us have similar pains, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. But what about like things like migraine headaches or allergies? Yeah, Parkinson's or ADHD. Go to Curibl.com. Just do the research on your own. These are things that can be treated naturally with CBD. Here's my cooling roll-on that I use on the shoulders. Doesn't leave a stink, doesn't leave a greasy thing all over like so many of these other CBD products, which, by the way, how do you know where they're sourced? You don't. This is 100% Minnesota-grown hemp, all natural, family-owned business. Go to Curibl.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curibl.com. You've heard me talk about Patriots Breakfast Club. I love my coffee. I know that you love your coffee as well. So why not drink great coffee that also is for a good cause? Yes, a portion of the proceeds goes to help American veterans. Can't think of a better cause. Some of the ones that come in my monthly subscription, the WTF. Yes, the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's a conversation piece that your friends will love. But nothing beats my favorite, the Fresh Java Brew, the FJB. So I went to my people over at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com and I said, hey, listen, why don't we offer Stu Peters Show viewers a discount? Brilliant idea. They did it. They bought it. Stu20, promo code Stu20 gets you 20% off site-wide at Patriots Breakfast Club. Go to PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Use promo code Stu20 at PatriotsBreakfastClub.com. Welcome back. So monkeypox continues to spread around the world, popping up everywhere that gay men insist on having anonymous sex with random partners 7 days a week. Well, Dr. Ariana Love, though, says that monkeypox isn't actually monkeypox, but instead she says it's a bioweapon version of H7N9, the Asian bird flu. She says that the NIH developed this bird flu by revitalizing smallpox viruses taken from dead corpses, then doing gain-of-function research on those viruses to make it more lethal and more transmissible. Now, we know some portions of this are definitely true. China is openly publishing research from Wuhan showing gain-of-function research on H7N9 to make it deadlier. As a matter of fact, in the February 2022 edition of Virological Seneca, there was this study titled, quote, combined insertion of basic and non-basic amino acids at hemagglutinin cleavage sites of highly pathogenic H7N9 virus promotes replication and pathogenicity in chickens and mice. Yikes. A lot of big words there. But we'll explain what that means. The Chinese edited the bird flu so that it would be deadlier and spread more easily in their test animals, and by extension, probably in people too. They're openly doing this. They don't care. The question is this the monkeypox virus that's now spreading all over the world? Because if it is, why do only homosexual, Hershey highway-riding, pillow-biting, butt-blasting, fudge-packing sodomites seem to be getting it, and why aren't more of them dying? Well, we're sure Dr. Love has a thought about all of that, and she joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. So you're saying it's not just the Rump Rangers responsible for this spread?
No, actually, it's Anthony Fauci and the NIH and the CCP. So monkeypox, what is it? I mean, they're calling it monkeypox. What it is a combination of seven biological weapons. And it's the H1N1 smallpox that got revitalized. And it's the H5N1, which is the avian influenza flu from birds. The H9N2, which causes diarrhea. The H7N1 they got from ostriches. And then the cowpox and a couple other pathogens. So what they did is they took the most highly transmissible pathogens that we have in order to stage a pandemic. So, and just to remind people, cowpox, it comes from fetal bovine serum. It produces prion. So this is not the actual monkeypox, which is it's monkeypox plus six other pathogens. What happened was, okay, smallpox was declared eradicated in 1980. So it was gone from the public. Nobody, no sickness from it. And that was the same pathogen that was used, that was injected into people to kill off, to depopulate in 1918, what they called the Spanish flu. Now, the NIH website says that they took the H1N1 pathogen from the smallpox off of dead corpses and took the genetic code or the RNA and synthesized nucleic acid sequences to create what Dr. Judy Mikovits calls a synthetic virus. They do this by putting pieces of DNA together. They are doing cross-species genomics, making hybrid species, part monkey, part human, et cetera. I've talked about this before. So what COVID actually is it's a chemical weapon. It's spreads from person to person, but it's not a virus. It's a chemical biological weapon. So smallpox only infects humans. And so they used a technique called serial passage, where they got the smallpox pathogen to infect monkeys, and then they, you know, gain a function, and then they got it to reinfect humans. They took it from the fecal matter of the diseased monkeys and then, you know, used it on humans. So this is how they did it. This is a sequence of events. In 2009, Chinese scientists created a hybrid pathogen strain called the H5N1 and the H1N1, they mixed a human and an animal pathogen together and, you know, through gain of function and got a new bioweapon. Then at the same time, an Israeli Mossad microbiologist, Joseph Mosh, blew the whistle and warned the public that the H5N1, there was going to be a biological weapons attack on humanity through vaccination, that it was imminent. And that the H5N1, that the Chinese, you know, gain of function, that it's more lethal than the H1N1. Now, in September of 2011, at a conference in Malta, they announced that they had achieved human-to-human transmission. And then in 2012, Anthony Fauci developed H7N9. Sanofi Pasteur created the first vaccine that was trialed by the NIH. 2014, the NIH was getting 250 active research grants on the H5N1 and the H1N1 pathogens. Then in 2014, they got these H7N1 to be droplet transmissible through gain of function. That means to be able to pass it from person to person. And then in 2014, China also did more gain of function and got the H9N2 and the H5N1 to be highly transmissible between humans. And then again in 2016, Anthony Fauci wanted to serially passage the human smallpox in monkeys, but the World Health Organization turned it down, and that's why they took it to China. So the result of all this gain of function research, it was the H7N9. This is what they're calling the monkeypox today. It has a higher mortality rate and it's more transmissible than the smallpox. Nature reported that it has a 99% transmissibility, a higher mortality rate. They took it from the smallpox that had a 30% lethality up to a 39% lethality.
So it was intentionally created, intentionally released. It was made deadlier by illegal gain of function research at the hands of Tony Fauci and the NIH and the CCP, which basically is all one entity at this point. That's the long and the short of this. Monkeypox is not what they say it is. They created it, intentionally released it. I've got about 20 seconds left here. Was smallpox eradicated by vaccine? Yes or no?
No, of course not. It's induced by vaccine.
Got it.
And also, I just want to say that the H7N9 was tested in flu vaccines in 2015 and 2017. It was trialed on the general public in 2018, introduced to the public in flu vaccine. So if you had a flu vaccine, you need to detox.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no surprise to anybody. Incinerate every single vaccine on U.S. soil until we bring vaccine manufacturing and quality control to the United States, thereby creating billions of dollars in revenue directed right into our economy and creates millions of jobs. Dr. Arianna Love, thank you so much. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Huge fire at a food processing plant. This is for Taylor Farms.
By the time I got here, the building was engulfed in flames.
We are on the precipice of a global food crisis.
We haven't seen how bad this is going to get yet. I mean, everybody's talking about the cost of food. There's not going to be any food.
You did? Wait, when?
Not until we blew it up.
Oh my gosh, again, look at this, guys. Look at this video right now.
Two things are immediately imminent: the shortage itself and that short documentary, which will be airing on the Stu Peters Network this Tuesday. Go to heavensharvest.com right now and use the promo code SHORTAGE for 10% off site-wide.